Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Andrew P. Shea. It is quarter number four, as I said, Andrew, and a week ago, we talked about position battles on offense. When we get started here, we're going to talk position battles on defense coming up. But first, we will announce our winner of the Ask Ross segment, and that is Matt from State College. Matt, I'll be getting in touch with you, and we'll be getting your KSN polo shirt out to you right away. All right, Andrew.
Hometowner winner this week.
That is right. That is right. So, Andrew, position battles on defense. Now, first of all, defense, a little different than most of the offensive positions. They rotate a lot of these positions. It's as if for two cornerbacks, you see four players. The defensive line, definitely there's rotation. But there are still some questions about who's that first man up, who's that first guy out on the field, who they're going to rely on most. And I'd like to start, there's probably no more definitive place where we've got one starter at safety and we don't know who that second guy is going to be, that second starter. I'm referring, of course, to Jaquan Brisker. He's your number one safety. The question becomes, who's the second guy, Andrew?
Yeah, I agree. This is a true battle, right? Like in terms of the number two safety, as we're talking about the defense, in my mind, this is a true like battle because you don't see a lot of rotation at safety. They'll go 4-2-5 and put a fifth defensive back in there, but that doesn't mean they're taking a safety off the field. That means they're bringing in a fifth defensive back, and we're going to talk about that as part of it too. Foreshadowing alert. But number two safety is a clear battle. Who is going to earn the lion's share, roar, Penn State fans? There you go. That's two of them. Bing, bing. I'm hot today, Jim. It is a true battle for who is going to get the lion's share of those minutes because there's snaps to be had on a consistent basis there. I think the names you're looking at are Jair Brown, he's a junior college, JC transfer. Jonathan Sullivan, a veteran who's been around for a long time, good on special teams, has played some safety in and out, never quite like asserted himself as a number two safety, but he's played some safety. I think some of the two other names are Tyler Rudolph and Enzo Jennings. I think there's four guys battling for one spot, and I think it would behoove Penn State to settle on a guy and get their guy, barring injury, et cetera, et cetera. Find your number two safety. I think that is really important for Penn State. So another part of the safety is I think it's Keaton Ellis is making a position change from corner to safety. I don't know if that's quote-unquote a position change from corner to safety. I think he's making a position switch from corner depth chart to being most likely, in my opinion, he's going to be the fifth defensive back, the star position, when Penn State goes 4-2-5, which they play a good bit of. The last two guys we saw in that spot were John Reed, who played corner, Lamont Wade, who played corner and safety and was in both. So that seems like a likely role for Ellis. He played safety in high school. He was a really good high school safety. I don't think he's shown himself to be a liability as a corner out there. I mean, he's not been perfect during the early part of his career, but I think this is a really intriguing role for him as the fifth, you know, sort of the fifth defensive back. I think that's a sort of a, you know, the shoe fits on the foot role for him, really. And as I know him as a player and have seen him develop. But I think landing a number two safety and settling on a dude, one guy, this is my number two safety, is really important.
And, you know, you mentioned Keaton Ellis. I believe through the spring, we were mostly thinking in terms of Jair Brown as that second starting safety. We hadn't heard much about Tyler Rudolph or Enzo Jennings stepping up. Jonathan Sutherland, fairly or unfairly, we think of him as that special teams maven,
right?
Maybe not, you know, maybe the extra safety. Keaton Ellis, though, I think is the curve in all this that changes things, where I think he can compete with Jair Brown for that starting role at safety. So that's, I think he's good enough to be on the field. The interesting thing is at cornerback, if you're thinking you're starting with Tariq Castro Fields and Joey Porter, and you now think you have enough depth, of course, with Kalen King, who's really impressed, and Johnny Dixon coming in as a transfer, it makes sense shift a little bit of that talent at corner to safety, so we might see Keaton Ellis getting a lot of reps.
I agree. Your backup corners are Dixon and King. End of story. That to me is, that to me was pretty clear and evident coming out of spring ball that we found, we know who our starters are and we got our next two.
Let's go to another position, Andy, where it appears you have the one guy who's set and the question is the second one. And then that's at defensive tackle, where the thinking is PJ Mustafer will be one of those guys. The question is, who is that second guy? And again, we're saying this with the idea that at tackle, just like at defensive end, they often rotate people anyway, but still, who is that first guy in along with PJ Mustafer?
Yeah, this is your rotation position, and I'm sure you and Ross talked about it today as well, that you need at least four guys getting reps with relatively little or no drop off, right? And it, you know, you want a three or four, but I think four is always a better number than three, right? I think PJ Mustafer is the clear class of this group. He's your best player at the defensive tackle position for Penn State. I've said this before, and I'll stick with my bold prediction that he's going to make a serious case to be a 2021 first team All Big Ten selection, and I'm going to call it unanimous, even Jim. I just think he's going to make that big of a jump, and I saw it last year. I think the Duke graduate transfer, Derek Tangelo, with his starting experience, being a run guy, get him on the field and get him as your starter. It's safe, smart, and he fills a role, right? Like he steps into that Antonio Shelton, you know, sort of gets him, does the dirty work inside, right? He fits that mold. I think he will be your number. He will be your other starting defensive tackle. The other thing that I think other two names you're looking at are Fred Hansard and Hakeem Beamon. I think that's your four-player tackle. I think Tangelo and Hakeem Beamon will rotate more than you're going to see Fred Hansard rotating in for PJ Mustafer. I think PJ Mustafer is going to be your lion's share of the snap guys, but in some years, the way I look at defensive tackles, think about this. In some years, Jim, we've been talking about DNs for years, right? When we head into 2021, which means Wisconsin and Auburn early, hello, I think your defensive tackles might have to carry some water up the hill for the defensive ends when you play opponents like that until we get a little more footing at the defensive end position. But there's going to be a lot of there should be a lot of attention on this position in terms of how it shakes out through Penn State, through camp, and in the early part of the season, because I think it's really important. I think the potential there is much greater as I see it now than at defensive end.
As you mentioned in our Tucker's Tape segment, Ross and I talked defensive line for the entire segment, and he expressed some concern with PJ Mustafer with the weight he gained. It sounds like you're pretty high on him. You're not as concerned about that weight gain.
Yeah, because he's gained weight consistently throughout. Now this was a little bit of a bigger one, right? A bigger weight gain jump. But I've never seen him regress by gaining weight, and I've only seen him become more effective at the playing weight he's at. And I also know, Penn State's big on not letting their guys sort of balloon and bowl over where they can't play. Remember Steven Gonzalez? We all thought Steven Gonzalez is not going to be effective at 350 some pounds, right? And you thought, they need to shave some weight off that kid. And he had no problem. We didn't see any problems with him at the bigger weight, at the heavier weight.
This is turning into a defensive line heavy, no pun intended there.
That's okay.
Show.
It should be.
And you know, defensive tackle, we have issues. We talked about defensive end with Ross also. That's interesting because there's such turnover there. Jason Oway gone, Shaka Tony gone, Shane Simmons gone.
Yep.
So I think it's a question mark on both sides and the whole rotation at defensive end. I think 2 years ago we would have said by now Adisa Isaac would easily be that alpha dog at this position. We didn't really see that step in 2020. And the other guy that they're counting on a lot, I think, is Arnold Ibikiti, the transfer from Temple. It's still a transfer. So what do you see? How do you see that whole thing playing out, Andy?
So first of all, I'll say this has been the quiet position during spring practice, has it not? It hasn't been talked about or focused on a lot. And this is my 2021 BQM, biggest question mark. If 2020 it was wide receivers, 2021 it's defensive ends. This is it. I agree with you that I think Adisa Isaac, which nobody mentioned him during spring again, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know, but it just was real quiet around his name. There was some, if you read the tea leaves about Arnold coming from Temple, they're really glad to have him, and they're really, really, really glad they have him. And so that means, yeah, he's going to play. You know, here's where it gets sticky for me. So you've got Nick Tarburton and Smith Vilbert are candidates to rotate in. I need to see some more meaningful snaps other than sort of garbage rotational stuff, you know, late in a game during the last, you know, four games of the year against weak opponents. I just need to see where they're at. I think they're going to have to be part of it, but what do they bring to the table? That's another part of the reason this is my BQM position. And what about Jesse Luketa? Is he moving from linebacker to DN? Are they going to play him as a linebacker? You know, hybrid linebacker DN, is that part of this equation? It's just, there's a lot of questions to be answered at that position. Let's just leave it at that.
And an injury or two, they Ooh. Simply can't afford that there.
Oh, man, I didn't even think about that. That's a good point, Jim. Ay-yay-yay-yay-yay. Yeah, that's the that's not a good one. That, you know, I mean, you look at your marquee guys and you're like, you don't want your marquee guys going down. I think a serious, you know, long-term injury to defensive end could really, really hamper this defense a little bit.
There is no doubt about that. And that comes with the territory when you have guys leaving early for the NFL, guys entering the transfer portal, just the nature of it, someone coming in on the portal. There's instantly question marks, even though if you look at Ibikiti's numbers from Temple, they looked pretty good last year. All right, yep. Andrew, that is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.